Welcome to SBS News in Easy English. I am Julien Heuillet. Renters and social housing advocates are waiting for the results of a national cabinet meeting. A national cabinet is when federal, state and territory authorities gather. The national cabinet is under pressure to address a growing housing crisis. Prime Minister Anthony Albanese will meet with his colleagues from states and territories in Brisbane today, while his government is blocked on a multi-billion dollar housing fund. While the fund would provide 30,000 social and affordable homes in the next 5 years, the Greens had called for a rent freeze in exchange for their support. Greens housing spokesperson, Max Chandler Mather, told the ABC that unrestricted rent hikes will strain Australians financially.
Rents are going up at the fastest rate in 35 years. The Reserve Bank has said it's going to go up even faster over the next 12 months. We've had analysis that found that renters, if rents aren't frozen, will pay an extra $4.9 billion of rent over the next 12 months alone. That is a $4.9 billion tsunami heading the way of already financially stressed renters. It would be extraordinary if a bunch of Labor state premiers and prime minister decided they were going to lock in unlimited rent increases at a time when renters are suffering the worst they've suffered in generations.
The eSafety Commissioner, Julie Inman Grant, is calling on the tech industry to do more to protect people from abusive use of generative AI. This is when artificial intelligence is used to create images or text or other content. It comes as the authority has made its first report of minors bullying others with sexually explicit digitally created images. In a newly published detailed document, eSafety offered several ways the industry may increase chatbot safety, such as ChatGPT or image, voice and video generators. The suggested methods include visible and undetectable watermarks to prove AI-generated material, effective age verification, and regular transparency reports. Labour Party members are under pressure to sign and ratify an international treaty that would ban nuclear weapons. This is among fears that additional submarines will compromise the anti-nuclear position of the party. International Campaign to Abolish Nuclear Weapons director Jem Rumold says there would be again a push during the Labour conference this week. The Australian government has denied that acquiring nuclear-powered submarines violates non-proliferation agreements, and that the AUKUS agreement proposal would lead to nuclear weapons. Mrs. Rumold believes signing the treaty will provide legal protections and bind future administrations. Former American President Donald Trump and 18 allies have been indicted in Georgia over efforts to overturn his 2020 election loss in the state. The criminal case was announced on Monday night. It is the fourth accusation brought against the ex-president and the second this month to allege that he tried to subvert the result of the vote. The indictment details dozens of acts by Mr. Trump and his allies to undo his defeat in the battleground state. The former U.S. president, with the backing of his lawyer Rudy Giuliani, has vowed to release a detailed report next week, proving election fraud in the state of Georgia in 2020.
Over the next 10 days, we get to see the machines that are crooked, the ballots that are fraudulent, and if we're wrong, we will be made fools of. But if we're right, a lot of them will go to jail.
I am Julien Heuillet. This is SBS News in Easy English.